So we continue today in Simon Mem. We're going to pick up with Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Afilu lahaniach b'kli soch kli asra lahanicham tachas margalosov." We established yesterday that if one is going to be in a room in which relations are going to occur, so the tefillin have to be kli b'soch kli, within two utensils, one of which, or two coverings, one of which is not explicitly made for the tefillin. So now the Shulchan Aruch writes that even if the tefillin is in kli b'soch kli, you are still not permitted to put the tefillin underneath your feet. Obviously, putting it underneath your feet would be just a flagrant demonstration of lack of kavod for the tefillin. Similarly, one can't put tefillin underneath their head, meaning under tachas merashosav keneged rosho, opposite their head. And this is true even if one has a utensil within another utensil. Even if a person is sleeping by himself, meaning his wife is not with him. But again, in terms of putting the tefillin not opposite his head, if his wife is not with him, then mutter. But again, if his wife is with him, then he requires one utensil inside of another. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this and he says, "Besoch keli yud aleph, dahinu shemanichin besoch kli o kisam yuchalan tachas akar. Dakar mikri klisheni, o shianichin bali kli klal tachas shnei karnas." So the Mishnah Berurah just points out over here that technically speaking, placing the tefillin underneath the pillow itself could count as a kli, as utensil. Dalid, ishto imo b'mita ve'ino rotz l'shamish. If one is sleeping together with his wife, but relations are not going to occur, mikri ein ishto imo. Halach l'maisa, this is called as if one's wife is not with him, and therefore again, that halach l'maisa, going back to the previous halacha, that one would be permitted to put the tefillin underneath his head, shelo keneged rosho, as long as his head is not right on top of it, and as long as it's a kli b'soch kli. Halacha dalid, Mishnah Berurah sif katan yud beis, v'taz oser lios ishto imo b'mita, ad she'aniach ha'tefillin kli b'soch kli, shemiyishkach v'yishamish. So the Mishnah Berurah says that one can't wait until one is already in bed to put the tefillin kli b'soch kli. Rather, the tefillin must already be placed within a utensil, before one gets into bed. To put the tefillin in the bed opposite one's side is the same as putting it underneath one's feet. In other words, it is considered to be a lack of proper respect. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says, in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Shepamim mishapech b'mita v'yishkav alein, because sometimes a person rolls over in bed and will end up sleeping on top of the tefillin. Saf salim shebeis ha-kneseh, shetachas ha-saf salim yishteva la-tzniya shantal su tefillin, yish omrim da-asra leishev ala saf salim v'yish matirin. So some of the Mishnah Berurah says that if there are benches in shul, that underneath the benches there is like a receptacle, there is a cubby to be able to put their talis and tefillin. And so some say that one should not sit on these benches, and others say it is permitted. But if there's at least a tefach of space, open space, that creates a barrier then between the seat and between the talis and tefillin, and therefore it'd be permitted. But someone who is exceptionally meticulous should try to be machmir, because tefillin ultimately, again, have incredible kiddusha. Halacha vav shachach v'shimish mitaso b'tefillin lo yechos lo bebatim v'lo beretzuos ad sheyital yadav. If one made a mistake and ultimately again engaged in relations with tefillin on, so one should not go ahead and hold on to the batim or the retzuos until one washes his hands. Mipnei shayadayim askanios heim v'shema nagu b'makom hatinofes, because again, hands often touch unclean parts of the body. Halacha zayin yashin b'hen v'ra'a keri. If a person fell asleep in his tefillin and had a seminal emission, lo yechos b'batim, he should not touch the batim of the tefillin. Rather, he should touch the ritzua and take the tefillin off with touching the ritzua ultimately, and not touching the tefillin itself. And then umeisirosum, and he takes it off like that. So umeisirosum, and the Rama comments, "Hago until one cleans off the carry, the seminal emission, from himself, and one is able to wash his hands at that point in time, then one would be permitted to go ahead and handle the tefillin directly. Halacha ches, hanichnas l'seudas keva, if one walks into a meal, cholzon umanichan ala shulchan adzman bracha, v'cholzon umanichan, one takes off the tefillin, places them on the table until one benches, and then one could put them back on afterwards. But for a snack, one does not have to take off their tefillin. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Cholzon in Halacha Yud Zayin, Diyesh Lachush Shema Yishtaker B'Seuda V'Yiskana B'Tefilov. There is a concern that one may become intoxicated during the tefillin, and ultimately will treat the tefillin in a disrespectful fashion. Ala shulchan yurches, kedei shiyum mizumanim lo lachzor lanicha mishas bracha, in order that they be ready for him to put it back on after he finishes the bracha. Aval, halacha yites, b'sefer shulchan shlom mistapek d'efshar d'zeo davka mishamanichim kol yom, aval lo mishadarko lanich b'shas kriyashma tefila. So remember, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch points out over here that for a snack, one does not have to take off their tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah just quotes an opinion that some say that this is only someone who wears their tefillin the whole day, but someone who wears their tefillin only during Kriyas Shema and Tefillah perhaps should even take it off, even during times ultimately of a snack. Arai, chaf, nira d'shir achilas rai hukabeitza, ukedin sukha b'sim reish, tof reish lamites. What's the din of a sudas arai? What's the din of a snack? If one is only eating a kabeitza, an egg's amount of food. So halacha l'maisa would appear that since today, again, we don't wear a tefillin the whole day, that one should try to avoid snacking as well with tefillin. Obviously, to have a quick drink, to drink a little bit is fine, but to go ahead and actually sit down to even eat an achilas arai, one should first remove the tefillin and then afterwards eat the food. All right, so we will stop over here. Mir Tashem will pick up with Simin Mem Aleph tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.